Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities each week who share their success secrets with you so that you can be your happy, successful best, too. I'm your host, Deb Scott, certified professional coach and author of the award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And that's what we're going to do tonight, is get things right side up. But before we start and I introduce this phenomenal guest to you, because this is a topic we all can relate to, stress, beat holiday stress. But before I introduce Sumner to you, I want to remind you that we do have shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays each week. Sometimes we have a Saturday surprise show guest. So be sure to mark us as a favorite and follow us so you don't miss getting notifications for the show, because it's a great opportunity to have all these phenomenal mentors sharing their personal success strategies, and you can call in, you can get specific answers to your questions. I mean, this is a great, great opportunity. Invite your friends and join us, and we really appreciate you being here tonight. So, without further ado, I am going to introduce you to best-selling author and bounce back coach, Sumner Davenport. Sumner employs a very unique method of clarifying and envisioning business goals, which assists her clients to break out of the habitual box of thinking and planning. As a self-worth advocate and coach, Sumner encourages her clients to discover the adventure in every life experience. Doesn't that sound great? She receives referrals and requests to work with women who are struggling through a painful stage of their life, women who are re-entering the workforce, and others who are seeking to put their spirit into their work. Through a consortium of entrepreneurs, Sumner is able to provide many products and services which assist other entrepreneurs in growing their businesses and surpassing their goals. These entrepreneur teams include various independent business professionals who provide products and services to encourage and assist individuals to invest in themselves and achieve their goals and desires. And again, Sumner has authored many books. She has her own publishing company. But she is a best-selling author, and we are very privileged tonight to have Sumner Davenport with us to talk about beating stress. Hi, Sumner.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for that great introduction.
Well, that
I feel
is
so welcome.
You did that introduction. You created that beautiful introduction, and it was really a lot of fun and a joy to be able to share it, because you have really squeezed the juice out of living. You've really accomplished a tremendous amount, and I know you've been a great mentor and inspiration to me, and you know, other people now are going to have the pleasure of knowing you too, and I know it's going to be all good.
Thank you.
Tonight, yes, we are the best people we know. That would be the name of the show. Well, tonight there's so many things that you do, and there's so many things that we can talk about, and, you know, we are starting the show, and I'm already saying, oh, we've got to have you on again to talk about something else, but with the holidays and, you know, stress being a top priority for so many people on a regular basis anyway, the holidays can somewhat be stressful, and you being a stress expert and writing a best-selling book on stress, Stressed Out, which I have the link to up there in the chat room, and they can find it at sumnerdavenport.com as well. I just wanted to start out the show with some of these statistics that you are so great to provide. And as I understand it, there is a study from the National Institute of Health which indicates that stress can lead to premature aging and all sorts of diseases. And, you know, you being the expert on stress, and knowing that most of us have stress, I guess the initial question to start the show off would be, you know, is it possible to have life without stress? And do you live a stress-free life?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? That seems to be the one thing or one goal we all seem to have in common, is that we wish we could have a life that was without stress. However, it's what I find is that we do have good stress in our life as well as what we term bad stress in our life. Some stress can motivate us to do awesome things. Some stress can motivate us to push our own boundaries and challenge our limits. And then there's that other stress that ages us, it can make us ill, and it can even kill us. And the real important part is remembering which part of those stressors in our life enhance our life, assist us to move forward in what we want, and which ones do we need to rethink, readdress, and perhaps choose new responses. So no, my life is not without stress, both good and challenging. Today, just today alone, as I'm getting ready for this show, my dog decided to get sick. My cat decided to try on my favorite sweater, and since it didn't fit, he had to resize it. I dropped my favorite coffee mug on the floor, and it broke. I broke a fingernail. Oh, we know how stressful that is. I have about 14 things on my desk that are on deadline that need to be done by tomorrow, and then my mechanic called and told me how much it's going to cost to fix my car. All that in a very short amount of time.
And so you are stress expert, but you still have stress. So stress has no boundaries for age, race, color, or gender.
No, it certainly doesn't. The difference is how we respond to it. Now, yes, you did mention the study from the National Institute of Health that stress can lead to premature aging. It can lead to all sorts of serious disease, high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks. On the other side, however, we have studies from the American Heart Association that show that if you have an animal in your life and you pet a dog before you're going in for a surgery, it will lower your heart rate by 37% and your stress level. If you're stressed out and you hear a cat purr and you pet a cat, it can lower your blood pressure. We have statistics that show that if you will stop and take breath before you answer a question or think about an answer to stress, you have a 60% greater chance of coming up with a positive solution and a more healthy solution to what you think is causing you stress. We all have stress.
Wow. Wow, those statistics are unbelievable. I mean, I really think that the credibility given to that type of research that you just shared with us is really powerful. I mean, that's amazing. Makes everybody want to – see, everybody needs to have a pet. That's the one thing I got out of that, definitely. And you just wrote a book on stressed out with pets, too, didn't you?
In February of next year, in time for Pet Owners, Responsible Pet Owners Month, I'm releasing another book. It's the third in the Stress Out series, and it's Stress Out for Cats, Dogs, and Their People. So that book is filled with all sorts of stories, how animals can really keep us young and keep us lively. It's just one of the answers and the tools that we can use to keep our life healthy and have a better relationship with our stress.
That's wonderful. So we can find all that information on your website, too, which is www.sumnerdavenport.com. And because you're always updating your sites with so much great information. You know, I just want to touch on this a little bit because, you know, my passion is turning bad things into good things. And as you coined it, the challenges into celebrations. But, you know, one of the things that I love about you is you really challenge me, and I think you challenge the listeners tonight, to redefine and reframe what it is we view as a negative and a positive. And you commented and mentioned that there can be a good type of stress too, which can motivate us to change, and that you, even being a stress expert, you still experience these things, but it's how you respond. And, you know, stress doesn't have to be our enemy if we have these tools that you're teaching us tonight to use. Is that correct?
Yes. These tools that I hope that we're going to talk about tonight and people will be listening to are tools that come because of the need to differentiate between the stress that helps us and the stress that hurts us.
Right. And, you know, I know you talk a lot about this in your workshops and so forth, about developing a relationship with stress. So maybe you can just tell us what you mean by that a little bit, you know, in a little bit more detail.
Sure. Well, right now we already have a relationship with stress, and it's mostly dysfunctional. But what we want to have is a positive and healthy relationship with stress, one that we can recognize the stressors in our life that create motivation. It's that stress of a deadline that we have set for ourselves, and we know that if we keep that deadline, we've accomplished a goal. So we can use that more in the idea of, I'm not stressed about this, I'm excited about this. Sometimes it's the word that makes a difference. When a person is getting ready for public speaking, many of them will have anxiety attacks. Not me, you know, I have a tendency to talk. But in the days when I first started, I was afraid to talk in front of anything more than two people. So when I started to look at the butterflies in my stomach and the tightness in my chest as excitement for a good thing, it lessened some of the strain on my body, and I got to be excited instead of stressed. So sometimes it's the rewording of what we call stress and see that some of these things are excitement. If we are excited because we're meeting someone new or we're doing something for the first time, that challenging event can be very exciting. That's a good stress. Sometimes it might feel the same in parts of our body. Some people get butterflies in their stomach. Some people get tight chests. So the first part is to notice what it is that we are being feeling these effects of stress. Is it something having to do with not liking our job, or is it something having to do with we just accomplished something awesome and now we have to share it with someone? Is it the holidays, which are exciting times? But then we're going to go meet our family, and our family's going to have the dynamics that our family has. Are we thinking ahead of time it's going to be chaotic, or is it going to be fun and exciting?
Yeah. So you really try to encourage, you know, visualizing the positive outcomes, even if we don't feel like they exist. It does help to consider that there's this, you know, this great excitement and something positive on the other side of what we feel in the moment to be very stressful. And also what I hear you saying is talking about detaching from the things that, you know, we really can't control as well.
Absolutely. There's really two components here. One of them is being very mindful, being very aware of what's in our life and how we're reacting to it without thought, just totally out of habit. And some of these habits are actually stress inducers because we didn't take the time to really take a look to see if it was something that deserved to be stressed. On the other hand, at the same time, when we're mindful about it, we can look to see, are we trying to control somebody or something that is out of our control and we're stressed about it? Wouldn't it be great if other people changed so we didn't have to? But unfortunately, that's
Wouldn't
not
that be
the
nice?
Case. But it's not the
you
case.
You mean in
not
your
not
world, everybody doesn't do what you want? Everybody just doesn't magically, you know, have mental telepathy to do everything the way you want to do it over there in California somewhere?
I sure wish they would, but they don't. So that means I have to. Can you imagine that? So if we're mindful and we look at we're trying to control a situation or a person that we cannot control, it's out of our control, and we're stressed because we can't control them, now we can control the stress by accepting we can't control them. We can't control that situation. I can't control the freeway and the traffic on the freeway. I can control my response. And if we look at those things that we do have control over, which is ourselves, our time, our efforts, our behaviors, then we gain a better control over our relationship with stress.
And that's the whole idea is, you know, you're going to have, I mean, stress happens in everybody's life, but what you're saying is that relationship doesn't have to stay the same. And we can be an active participant in shaping it and changing it. And, you know, that's a hopeful situation. So I think that we can all be listening tonight knowing that there is a way to manage stress. And in your book, you have a lot of tips and tools. So I don't know if you can, in a few minutes, just tell us maybe one or two of your favorites that people can apply today, you know, in their life when they leave the call or, you know, listen to it on replay.
Absolutely. There's a lot of tools that we all have in our lives, and what works for one may work differently for someone else. But there are a couple of common things that are helpful in anyone's life. And the first one is we have to remember to breathe. Because when we're stressed, we have a tendency to breathe shallow into our lungs, which is why most people feel stress in their chest or they feel stress in their shoulders. We have a tendency to breathe faster, real short, tiny breaths. And when we're calm, we have a tendency to breathe deeper. And actually, when we're excited, we have a tendency to breathe deeper as well. So if we will remember to breathe and just take in that deep breath, and I use as example, remember when you were a child, maybe you still do, I do, the blowing bubbles? You have the little wand in your fingertips and you blow bubbles through it?
Yes, well, I admit, I've done it, Sumner. I have. In my adulthood, I have.
I have a bottle of bubbles on my desk and one in my car to remind me to breathe. And I will stop if I'm driving and I have the time to the side of the road and blow a few bubbles to teach myself to breathe again. If I'm at my desk and I'm feeling a little pressure from what I'm working on, those bubbles remind me to take about 20 seconds, take the little bubble wand out and blow a few bubbles. It's causing me to breathe deeply in and exhale fully, which is an immediate body relaxer. And I only need to do it a couple times. And you don't even need to have the bubbles to do that. You can visualize that bubble wand in your fingertips and visualize blowing bubbles through it, and it will make a difference. That little tiny trick. And it does work better than counting to 10.
I'm telling you, that's a blog post right there. I am just loving that. I have to go out to the children's store tomorrow and go buy my little bottle of bubbles now. I mean, I just love that because it's such a simple thing. Doesn't even cost a lot of money. It's a great visual. It makes me smile just thinking about that. And really, when you smile, you're releasing those great, happy, feel good endorphins. And it really is a great reminder. I think we get so busy in this techno age, you know, the texting and the emails and the cell phones and the iPhones and the iPad. You know, we forget to sometimes stop and do the basic things. And this reminder that you're giving us is phenomenal. I mean, keep the bubbles on your desk, everybody. Remember. It's a great Christmas gift, right? Breathe with the bubbles.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. See how it just thinking about it, it brought joy to your mind, and now your body is feeling that joy because you remember how much fun that is. And it's
yeah.
such a simple thing to do.
I know. It reminds me. See, now that would be perfect in my chapter on successful sabotage. I'll have to ask permission. I have to get that because that is just beautiful. I love that, to just set yourself up for great success, to breathe by having bubbles available. That's a real fun example, and that's a practical tool and a technique that we can do, anybody can do. I mean, that's not going to cost a lot of money, and it's just great. Is there another one that you particularly enjoy that you'd like to share with people tonight?
Absolutely. The other very important point is when you are going through anything in your life, and stress being one of those changes in your life, it's very important to know who your support team or support person is. And I strongly recommend that you get one person that you can trust to vent to, because the most important human need that we have is to be heard. And many times that when we're speaking to someone about our stressful event or our anxiety or what's going on in our life, they're already thinking how they're going to fix us, correct us, judge us, or they're going to talk about themselves. What we need is one person who is receptive like a sponge, who truly will listen and hear the anxiety, hear the stress, hear the frustration, hear the fear of what's going on. Because it's been shown that if we can get that out of our system, if we can vent that to one more person, which is why bartenders are safe people for a lot of people, because they vent it and they never have to talk to them again. But
yeah.
that's not the person I recommend.
Love that.
Many of us have. I recommend finding a friend, someone that you can do that with, and they will support you in listening and hearing. And then if you want them to offer their advice or suggestions, that when you ask for it, they will. And what this does is it gets it out of your system, which many times it lessens its impact on you when you get it out. It also then clears our mind so we can think more clearly, we can think more creatively, and we don't feel so overwhelmed with the weight of what all that was. It's a purging, it's a venting, it's getting it out. And it's real important to find that person who is supportive, who will listen and hear. Because many times we say it to someone who doesn't hear us. They start to correct us, or they judge us for that decision we made that got us in this situation, or they tell us how to change our life to do better according to their standards, and that adds to our stress. And in having this one person to be able to talk to, it also limits the number of times you will repeat the story. Because the more times we say it, the more alive it stays in our life. Whereas if we have someone who will truly hear us and we get it all out, we're empty. We're done. We've been heard. Now we can focus on solutions instead of problems. Many times people repeat things a dozen or more times because they weren't heard and they're still trying to be heard.
You know, I just think that that is so powerful, what you're saying, because I know as I, you know, think about my own life, there's been people in my life that have come and go, and some of them have been, you know, poisonous people who really, for lack of better terms, just enjoy, you know, the misery loves company, but they enjoy, they enjoy the misery, or they enjoy bringing judgment into a situation, and, you know, really aren't there as a listening ear without judgment. And, you know, I can see the value in that, and I'm sure people listening can see the value in that. And it's interesting that you incorporate, you know, the need to repeat it if you're not feeling like you've been heard. But when you're heard, you know, you don't feel alone. Don't you think that some of the stress we endure is feeling alone? Like, you know, well, what's wrong with me? I'm the only one that feels this way, or I'm the only one that has this problem, when it's really not true.
Absolutely. That is, for the number of people that go to therapists and seek counselors, that is the number one feeling that's expressed. I feel so alone. I feel that no one understands me. I feel that I'm the only person that feels this way, have been through this, am struggling with that. And that feeling of aloneness is stress, a definite stress, because we are wonderful beings who deserve to be loved. And we know we are loved when we are heard.
And I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, especially with the holiday season, could be any time of year, but as you mentioned, you know, they're going to a family event, they're going to a family function, and they're feeling really stressed out. They don't want to deal with maybe a loss that they've experienced, maybe a loved one has passed away, maybe they're going to be entering into dynamics that, you know, really have them feeling a little bit sad, and then watching other people feeling so happy around the holidays can maybe add to the stress and the anxiety and the feeling that, you know, oh God, what's wrong with me? So for somebody that's in that situation, how can they apply and reframe that situation so that they will feel less stress?
Well, that's a perfect example of someone who needs a support person. Because if we have that one person that we can vent to, if we can say, this is how I feel, I'm really lost, I'm really in pain, I'm really sad, and everyone else being happy around me makes me feel more sad, and I feel so alone. Having a person to vent that to who's there to hear it helps to heal that wound and helps to relieve the stress around that. And plus, if we practice with someone else by being their listener, then we know what type of listener we're looking for in our life, because we want to be able to return that favor to someone else who's in stress and hear them. So we know what it's like on both sides of the equation. What I have found for me is when I'm really in a funk and I'm really sad and I really can't seem to pull it together, I will also call a friend. And sometimes I call a friend friend that I know that's having a challenge, because it takes me away from me and my problem to now maybe I can be of assistance to my friend. Maybe I can show love to my friend. This is someone I already care about. It's not a stranger on the street. So maybe I can step away from myself for a minute, as difficult as it can seem at the moment. I can always come back to it. You know, that old part, that part, it will hang around if I let it. But it takes me out of that and lets me be the listener for someone else.
So that would make it another tip that if you want to get rid of stress, help somebody else get rid of theirs, which is a great antibiotic, you know? I mean, because
absolutely.
Everybody, I mean, who doesn't have it? Who doesn't have it? I mean, Sumner, just like you started out tonight in the show, people probably say, well, you're a stress expert. You know, you wrote a best-selling book on stress. You mustn't have stress. But the very reason you're able to give us tips that are useful and tools that we can use that actually work, that aren't just, you know, some sort of nebulous idea, but practical techniques that actually work that we can apply right now, today, tonight, is because you have experienced those things. And I really believe that the best coaches in the world, the best, and you're big into mentors, but, you know, those people have walked their talk and they've lived it. And, you know, the very fact that you can say, hey, I know how you feel, and this is part of life, but we can use it if we have a better relationship with stress to help us move forward instead of holding us back. And, you know, I think that, you know, anybody could use your book, absolutely anybody, because, you know, everybody at some point has had to deal with stress. And there's so many tips and tools and tidbits, and we can't get through them all tonight. Believe it or not, we only have 18 minutes left. So, you know, the book is on Amazon, and the book is on your website and in other internet areas that you can go and get. And there's all sorts of links on Sumner's website, so, you know, definitely check it out. But that brings me
to my next question.
What was that?
If I may say
yes.
That something real important, and ordinarily I don't interrupt, but I want to make sure people hear this one. This is the holiday season, and it's time to give, and it's time to give back. But then again, all year can be a time to give and give back. We have a tendency to think more of it at this time. If people buy this through my website, they can designate that a portion of the proceeds goes to their favorite charity. So they will have an opportunity to find stress tools, tips, answers, techniques for themselves. And if they bought the book as a gift for friends, they would be helping their friends as well. But they also are going to be able to help their favorite charity by the proceeds going as a donation to their charity in their name. And the charity then can give them the tax deduction. So it's a win-win-win. There's an opportunity for them to do something for other people while they're doing something for themselves. And if that is something that really is a motivator for them, then I recommend that they get the book through the book website, which is stressoutbook.com. And they can always buy on Amazon. They can always buy on Barnes & Noble and Borders. That's great. At this point, if they would like to help a charity, I'd like to recommend they go to the website, the book website, and get their book there at this time so we can support as many charities as possible through this holiday and the end of the year.
Oh, listen, that was worth interrupting because that was a very important point. And, you know, I'm really glad that you did that because I think if, you know, I know for myself, if I have an opportunity to buy, you know, one book or one item here and one item there, if I know that that particular book or service or item is donating to charity, I'm much more likely to use that as a decision-making factor. And, you know, with the holiday spirit, I think that that is phenomenal. And, you know, that's one of the things that you do so well. And I know you've won awards in business because of your giving back and your charities and your causes that you work with. And, you know, that's one of the things that I really, really admire about you, and I respect in you and the people that get to know you you are going to see that as well. You really, really, really give back for all the blessings that you've gotten and all the wonderful accomplishments that you've had in your life. And, you know, many people probably look at you and say, well, you know, I think we were talking about this the other day. You know, she's perfect. She doesn't have any of these things. But, you know, whatever you have been blessed to receive, you definitely give back to others. And, you know, you're really an example for all of us in that way. And so can you just repeat again where to get the book on to be able to donate to that charity again? And I'll put it in the chat room, too.
Absolutely. It's at stressoutbook.com. And when they go to that page, they will see all three books in the series. I recommend they get the first book right now because the second book, which is Stress Out for Moms, will be released in May of next year, and Stress Out for Cats, Dogs, and Their People will be coming out in February of next year. But Stress Out, Show Stress, Who's the Boss, is available right now, and a portion of the proceeds from that book will go to their favorite charity.
That's great.
Plus, when they purchase their book, if they're purchasing a paperback, you know, the hard part, another part of the stress is, oh, shoot, I got the book, now I got to wait for it. Once they buy the book and they get a confirmation email, it will give them a link to the first 8 chapters of the book. So they can start reading it and start applying the tools and techniques immediately while they wait for the book to arrive. Plus, they also get a link to another website page that has additional resources, videos, music, other ebooks that they can access immediately. So, again, they can start working with their stress now. And then when their book arrives, they can just start highlighting and turning pages and adding stickers all they want. But there's an opportunity that they can get help now, help others, and make the holiday one best holiday for them that they've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, eliminating stress is always going to help the holiday spirit. That's always a good thing. Well, you know, that everything that you just shared really does separate your Stressed Out book from other books on stress. But is there anything else that you want to share with us that's important for us to know about what makes your book different from other stress books?
Oh, sure. My greatest passion is seeing people live the life of their dreams while helping others do the same. And since that's my passion, then I need to help others as much as I help myself. So my book is where not only people get answers and information, but it's more than just my opinion. I have co-authors in my books. And in this book, I have therapists, professional coaches, and I have interviews from people just like you and me and how they handled a particular stressful situation, what it was and what they did. And links again, so if some need a coach or a counselor, there's links in the back of the book that they can have that information. But I have people that are co-authors in the book. I have one particular person. Her name is Ayla Akkad. She's an RN and an MSN. She started studying stress, and she started writing about stress and teaching about stress because one day she was so stressed she couldn't get off the couch. And another co-author, Deborah Costanza, was in the financial business for years in the corporate world, and her stress was so great that it made her sick. So she's a contributor to the book so that she can provide from her experience and her expertise for other people who are also in the corporate world, who need to learn how to delegate, who need to learn how to take time for themselves. And I have a co-author who delivers her perspective from a spiritual focus. And I have another co-author who experienced a very traumatic physical violent act in her life against her. And she writes about how to turn your life sunny side up after experiencing something like that. So whereas other people's books are all their opinion or expertise, which is very valuable, I go in a little different direction in that I want to not only provide this information for people, I want them to also meet these co-authors. These co-authors are powerful individuals that perhaps the reader to connect with. Maybe they need a coach or a counselor. Maybe they need to read somebody else's story that they can say, oh, I've been there, done that. There's a solution for me. So it's really a buffet of information between the covers of my books. Plus, proceeds from every single book I write, proceeds are shared with charity on every one of my books.
Yeah, that is really amazing because you know, you've put so much work into one book, but it's really like having many books in one book. And, you know, it's almost like a one-stop resource to deal with stress and anxiety, because you bring in and you have such a great collaboration with these other experts on stress and people just like, you know, me, listeners and so forth. And that's really, that's what makes this really a useful resource, in the sense that, you know, if we have stress and we don't understand it, you know, we're aware that something's wrong, but we can't, you know, we feel lost, that there's no form to it, or, you know, we really can't understand what it's about. And that, again, that loneliness. And then with so many authors in your book, it's more likely that the reader is going to be able to identify with one of those stories. And once we are aware, we can accept that we're not alone, then we can take that action to build, as you said, that new relationship with stress, so we can, you know, conquer it or use it to transform us into a more excited state, to, you know, achieve results. And I think that really is something that's quite unusual about what you've done with this book. And I can't imagine how long it took you to do it with all the other authors, but, you know, thank you, because this is a tool that everybody can use and everybody needs. And, you know, you have some great on that website and on the landing page on Facebook and so forth for the book. You have a lot of testimonies there, don't you?
Oh, I do, and I'm so excited every time somebody sends me a review that they've read the book and what it's done for them, what part of it, what story, what chapter became the key to helping them unlock the answer to their stress. Because when I started this book, I was like everybody else, or so many other people, that I knew some of the tools and techniques, I'd kind of heard some of them, but they weren't working for me anymore. And the ones that were working kind of sporadically. And I felt like a failure. I thought, well, shoot, if these are the answers to stress and I'm doing it and I'm still stressed, then it must be me. There must be something wrong with me. And then when I started researching and talking to other people about what do you do, how do you do it, what is your biggest stressor, and how do you solve this problem, not only did I not feel alone, I found out there were a lot more and a lot easier answers than I knew beforehand. So I use the book. It sits on my desk, and if I'm having a moment, then I'll just drop it open to any page and take either some of my own advice or one of the other authors in the book.
I love that. I eat my words regularly as well, so it seems to be something that we have to do when we write something. You know, it's part of the flavor that we're going to have on a regular basis. But you know, do you want to share some of these testimonials and stories from people that have read your book and stories that they share with you? Because I think that's always a lot of fun for people to hear about.
Well, if, for instance, some of the ones that people seem to share the most, is a lot of people have come and make a comment on what I spoke of earlier about control, how we're attempting to control other people, other events. And when we take time to accept that the one thing that we can control is our response, that in itself is empowering. So that's the one that I hear the most from people. I've had reviews where someone said that this book was great information, and it was also great for business. And even though I wrote it for a person's personal perspective, it's also something that you can't separate stress from your personal business life. It's in our life, and they interact. So this particular one said that his favorite chapter was really good reasons to hire a virtual assistant. And his comment was that it was written with so much ease that someone could say, you know what, dating is not that difficult. It's opening my hand and opening my mouth and asking, will you please help me? And whether we're hiring a virtual assistant for our business or a physical assistant for our business, or we're asking a friend, listener, to hear us, the importance of having those words come out of our mouth and asking for help. There's one of the channels that is very popular is the one about change the channel, because so many of the people shared stories with me that when they stopped watching the news every single day, their stress level just seemed to go down on its own. They didn't need to be glued to the television set for 3 hours at the end of every night just before going to bed and realizing that that was the last thing on their mind when they went to bed. So, of course, they were stressed. And then they would wake up and they would already think, well, it's going to be traffic and it's going to be violence and it's going to be crime and it's going to be this and it's going to be that, none of which were positive and supportive. One person really – go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, I was listening to you say that, and I was thinking about something I had just read where people are less likely to get a good night's sleep if they bring in, like, a computer into their bedroom or have the TV on, you know, watching something of violence, just to echo what you said. And it's funny because I was just reading about that, and I'm like, oh, sometimes I do bring my computer to, you know, prop it up on the pillow, you know, if I have the wireless on. But, you know, it's simple things like that that we really have to pay attention to that can make a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference. When we stop to think that the what we watch on television, the movies that we watch, and what we put into our mind, it's like a computer, garbage in, garbage out. If we put bad programs into our computer, what's going to show up on our screen is going to be gobbledygook. And it's not going to deliver what we had wanted to do. If we're constantly putting fear and anger and distrust and hate into our mind by watching the negative of what is happening on the news or a violent movie that shows people being hurt and people being excited about people being hurt, that has an effect on how we then behave. One of the stories that I received from one person that she realized that she was very fearful to go outside of her house after dark. And she didn't know where she developed this fear. And it was so stressful anytime she had to go somewhere. She, even with someone with her, they would notice her hands would perspire, she would shake, her voice would be trembling. And what she realized through the help of someone hearing her and also through therapy is that she had been watching the news so often that she developed the belief that the entire world was dangerous. And even though it wasn't a conscious thought, because it was the last thing she saw before she went to sleep, and it was what was on her mind when she woke up and she usually listened to the news again during the day, she was reinforcing a fear that didn't exist. Parts of the world, parts of our neighborhood, parts of the life may have some violent and fearful experiences, but as an overall picture, it is not. It is a bigger picture than what we see in that black box that comes through our television set. Most news channels do not report good news and good accomplishments and success. So we want to be very aware of what we're putting in, what we're accepting as our information. And
wow,
some of the reviews that have come through even state the same, that that's one of their favorite chapters.
Really. I tell you, this is just a great gift, a great book. It's just an amazing tool. It's a great resource. And we've covered so much ground tonight. Sumner, there's only 2 minutes left. We're going to have you back on. But, you know, isn't it unbelievable? I've so much enjoyed this because, you know, stress is real. Even you as a stress expert still deals with stress. But you encourage us to develop a relationship with stress that can work for us instead of against us. And the practical tips and tools that you share in the book, especially blow those bubbles. Remember to breathe. Go get the bubbles, the little bubbles so you can blow the bubbles, just to remember to breathe. You know, just really phenomenal, practical, fun, easy to do things. And knowing that your book is donating money to charities and favorite charities really is the perfect reason to get it now for you or someone that you love and you care about. So only 1 minute left. Could you just, again, tell us how to reach you, contact you, anything coming up? And, you know, just so grateful for you being here, Sumner. You're just a dynamo, and we are so, so grateful that you shared your brilliance with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Deb. It is always a pleasure to speak with you. We obviously don't have any trouble carrying on a conversation.
Yeah.
So it's been really a favorite time of mine to spend this with you. But I strongly recommend for anyone who's going through any stress, if they can take that moment to breathe, and breathe in deeply and relax for a moment and be very mindful to look at what it is that's controlling them or that they're attempting to control and start to pick and choose what's the good stuff and what stuff can we let go of. That can start an entirely new positive relationship with our stress. But they can always get the book at the stressoutbook.com website. I'm on Facebook, so is Stress Out Book is also on Facebook. If they like the Facebook Stress Out page, we send out free tips right away and a couple of free videos. And anytime someone sends me an email, I make every effort to respond within a day and a half at the most, unless, of course, my computer's down, and then I'll find a computer and do it as soon as I can. So I encourage people to share with me what did they find that worked for them, whether it was a tip in my book or it was something else, so that we can continue to empower other people to find healthy, positive relationships with their stress.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you so much, Sumner, and thank you for people listening live or on replay, and we hope that you tell other people about the Best People We Know show and share the Stressed Out and Getting Rid of Stress show with them, because this is a useful tool that you can replay and listen to a number of times and connect with Sumner on Facebook and at her website, and do contact her because she is fabulous about responding and getting back to people. So thank you very, very much for enjoying the show. I know you did. I'm going to be bold and say you did, because I know I did. And looking forward to seeing you again on Friday. Friday we have Wayne Scott Lucas with us, and he is celebrity stylist, works with all the big stars in Hollywood, and you might know him from being the host of What Not to Wear on the Learning Channel, and he's going to be with us sharing some real personal insights that I know you're not going to want to miss. So come back on Friday at noon to listen to Wayne Scott, really get up close and personal, and you know, he's just a phenomenal person, and I know that's going to be great. So want to wish everybody good night and God bless, and thank you for being on the Best People We Know radio show. Bye.
Bye-bye, Deb.